What do you think of that?
I think that's totally gay.
Type in monkey dick in the Yahoo podcast search, we come up number one. That's right.
Here's what I'm going to say in retort, in rebuttal.
Yeah, your ass called and he says, stop sticking cocks in it.
Sword. Sword fight.
Sword.
Yeah, I had like a fluid-filled pus ball.
Am I keeping you up? Sorry.
No, I was...
Shut up.
Well, and I couldn't agree with more with Dr.
Tooth Fairy John, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
You even pay attention to your own crap.
I listen to my own crap.
No, I do listen.
You're not.
You just yap, and you don't even listen to it.
I do.
I listen.
So if you're ever looking for our podcast, type in Monkey Dick.
You're listening to Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 54, part one of a three-part episode. Or are we just doing two?
Part one. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll do three shortened parts.
Yeah.
To keep the format going.
So what's the deal, man? You don't like my intro anymore?
There's one part I really, it just really sends shivers up my sphincter every time
that?
I hear it. At the very beginning when I say that's totally gay, and then I start laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just cut the laugh.
Why? Why?
Because I sound retarded.
Well, how do you laugh?
I don't know. But I think if we kept it all dialogue, quick-paced dialogue,
yeah,
and get out all my stupid guffaws.
I like
laughs.
I think the guffaws add to it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they did when the first or second time you heard it, but the 30th, I think, starts to make
So it's all about you, right? We got to have
it.
You can't stand your own voice.
Pretty much, yeah. No doubt, John.
No doubt.
It seems like we've been away forever.
I know.
But we haven't. It's only been a week, right?
Yeah, that's it. Just a week.
It seems much longer than that.
Just
Why
one
is that?
Week. I don't know. Because, you were usually do it on Sunday.
Oh, it is Monday. Yeah.
It's Monday. Yeah.
It's Monday.
And Paulie B and Tony Hearn had their block party. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Did they post it yet?
I don't think so. They're probably doing it right now. Or did it 7 hours ago.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
No doubt, John.
So, yeah, here we are again. Here we are again.
54.
Here we the fuck we are again.
54 part one, John.
And I'm pretty burnt out from the weekend. Although I didn't do anything except cut the grass in 96 degree heat.
Oh, I'm exhausted, and I think the heat has a lot to do with it. We've just been walloped with the heat and humidity.
Walloped!
John.
Yeah, no doubt.
Fortunately, I installed air conditioners on Friday. Did I say air conditioners?
That's what
I meant. That's what cools the
one.
Air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two of those babies.
More than one.
More than one.
Right. Where?
At the in-laws.
Oh.
Because it's hotter than hell upstairs, even when it's 75 degrees.
Oh, I know. I hate that.
So I
that.
Got those things in just in time.
I know. I have to get air conditioner upstairs. Even though we have central air, it's still not enough.
Right.
Is the phone ringing?
Yeah, something over here is
oh,
ringing.
Oh, great.
You left it over on the couch?
I guess so.
Is that the only one you have? And it's down here?
No.
Do you want me to answer it?
No, there's a bunch of them.
Oh.
No, you don't have to answer it.
All right, then. So,
for the wife.
Yeah, it is Memorial Day. I think we're the only ones who celebrate that. Right, John? Memorial Day?
Yeah.
Nobody else celebrates that. That's a strictly United States of America
Thomas
holiday.
Thomas Aquinas.
I think Thomas Aquinas came up with it.
Yeah.
But,
no, I thought it was...
Douglas Quaid.
I've been there's been a lot of stuff on TV about military, all kinds of military stuff. Today they had They showed Bush's little speech at Arlington Cemetery. His, I'd like to give thanks to all the that sacrificed.
Sacrificed for country, what?
To make your country safe.
Bullshit. You know, I saw that Colin Powell. I watched the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah.
And he was on there because he was the one who rode the pace car last year.
Colin.
So for whatever reason, they had him on again this year. And he gave a speech like that about all the troops sacrificing, which is true. But sacrificing for our freedom, which
is false.
Is false.
Yeah.
They're sacrificing for oil money and the Bushes. That's what they're sacrificing for.
I don't know, man. It might be even something else.
What else?
I wasn't prepared for tonight because I didn't think we were doing it.
Who is prepared? I'm not prepared.
I had some stuff, but I don't have
Let me get back to the Indy 500 then.
All right.
Because then they roll out Jim Nabors. To sing the Indiana state song or the Indianapolis city song, some song.
I know, I saw
Indiana. Yeah, so they got that. They trot
I couldn't
that.
Understand what he was singing either.
They trot him out, and then they got some woman.
Woman.
Who says...
Woman.
Lady and gentlemen, start your engines! Yay! Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched... I missed a little bit of it because I took a nap. But I caught the beginning and the end.
Praying for a crash, a good one, but nothing.
First lap, there was a crash.
Yeah, but it was uneventful.
And then that one guy was leading the whole way, and I guess he ran out of gas or something, or had to make a pit stop when nobody else did.
Yeah, that's you know,
and then
part of the way you win. You know?
Andretti got nipped at the very end.
What?
Andretti.
He didn't get nipped.
Nipped. The guy just passed him up at the very second to win.
Marco Andretti, the 19-year-old kid.
Yeah, and then his brother, they said that his computer went out, and now he's not going to know when to shift. How could you not know when to shift? It's still a car, isn't
right.
it? But I guess it's
it
so
ain't racing anymore.
High tech now that if you shift incorrectly, you waste more gas, and it's all about conserving gas. And that's why everybody comes down on Danica. Because she's only like 80 pounds.
Yeah.
So she has an unfair advantage.
Yeah, but that's not true because this one, because it is lighter, they put a lot more down pressure on the car.
Mm-hmm.
So the engineers made it so it'd hug the ground better the faster it goes. So she could make it through the turns. So she was having to pit earlier to get gas because she was burning more fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she lost it. Because she went into the pits to get some fuel, and she had to leave the pit under a yellow flag. So that put her back a lap behind.
Oh, that
so she
sucks.
Had to work her way back up, and
finished
ended
eighth.
Yeah. But she was going as fast as Dixon. Dixon doing like 222
That's
fastest
Scott
lap.
Dixon, man.
Scott Dixon.
John.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. All right, then. So what do we got? We got some comments?
Yeah.
Sweet. I love the feedback from the fans, John.
Don't you?
I do. I really do.
Don't you just?
Yeah. Do we have any comment backing track? Nice. Producer of the year, man. No doubt.
Yeah, how hard is it, right? Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we have to address at some point is the complaints that we got in the forum.
Oh, right.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. I got, I don't know if this, I read this last time. Because I threw out all the other ones. I'm right, you know that? A priest, a rabbi, and an Easter bunny walked into a bar. The priest asks for a Shirley Temple. The bartender punches him in the face and says, "Sick!" The rabbi asks for a Black Russian. The bartender slaps him and says, "You wouldn't even." The Easter Bunny asks for dot, 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 submitted by Da Vinci. Okay. So the next one says, "Crank it to 11. I was turned on to your podcast by my friend. He's a legend. You guys are really funny and anti-religion, too. I wish I knew the end of that joke. Great show, dude." Submitted by Marshall Amps. This one's just for you to read. It's from Grant.
Oh, okay. Are you going to turn it over to me, then?
Turn it over to Scott.
Okay, this one says, "From Grant, could Scott please read out this list?" Let me prepare momentarily, John. Vagina. Jesus Christ! "I'm a bit slow in the brain." No doubt. That's hot. The W. Sword. "I wish I knew how to quit you." A-hole. "Job, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass." Fucking A. Goat's ass.
That's sweet.
I hope I lived up to expectations.
Okay.
Is that it? Did we get any others?
Yeah. Yeah. "Hi, TTN, John and Scott. You guys are a riot. You help make the commute home so much better. Love the show." From submitted by Curiosity34. BFNR. "Great show, fellas. It's a nice change to hear some the truth about the Bush. Stupid monkey. Keep the nonsense coming. And don't let the Migra get you. Oops, I just sharted. Damn those Nazi Canadian ninja spies and their invasive ass rapings. Well, I have to go spo..." Dot, dot, dot.
Censored again.
Said by Pissed BB.
What does BFNR mean, John? BFNR.
Big fucking... I don't know. Butt fucking neuralizers? I don't know. Turds. "Hey, John and Scott. Sorry I voted. I know how much you hate that. Feces. Especially." Submitted by Matt Cleary. 85.
We don't hate the voting unless leave a comment.
Oh.
No, I'm all for voting with comments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no doubt, John.
No doubt. Jesus Christ! DW, "Great commentary, sophisticated humor, witty banter, and insightful analysis. But then again, this is TTN, so I must lower my expectations."
What does that mean?
I don't know. Submitted by Houston.
Houston. Think that's a chick?
Yeah, maybe.
Like strippers name themselves right. Houston.
Oh, yeah.
"Hi, I'm Houston. I'm a student, and I strip for money."
For money?
Because class
college?
Is expensive.
So I do it when I have no class. The John and Robert Langdon Show. Figure out this puzzle. U-E-S-S. U-C-K. You suck.
Well,
submitted by the Pope.
Say that again.
U.
E-S-S.
E-S-S. U-C-K, yeah.
So it'd be U-S-U-K.
U-S-U-K,
yeah. U-S-U-K. U-S-U-K.
U-S-U-K. Submitted by the Pope.
The Pope?
Yeah. The Pope.
All right, the Pope. He's a fan of TTN.
The
USSR.
Pope. How come are you doing Italian Pope?
I don't know.
He's German.
Yeah, but it's in Vatican is in Italy.
It's in Italy.
Is it not, John?
Okay, but would a German have an Italian accent because he's in Italy?
USSR,
too. TTN Rock, submitted by Bondage Kitty. And that's all the stuff we have.
That's totally hot.
Yeah.
Totally hot. All right, let's move on to email. Did we mention
we
that
in
we're
slow motion today?
Completely exhausted? Hey, maybe we could do one of those speed-up specials again.
Yeah.
Where we speed it up in post. All right, then.
Yeah, speaking of farting, Scott grabbed the mic at practice last week and stuck it in his ass and then blasted one right in it. So
it was just a test.
Yeah, test. Oh,
I was just testing it. It worked.
And nobody should use that mic. I don't know what. From now on, all my mics, I'm buying my own. That's it.
Like you've never had your face in a guy's ass before.
Not like that.
All right, then. So did you get an email?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you get?
I got an email from Errol Wolf. I don't know if I should read it, though.
Why not?
It's, oh, shit.
Was it private?
Almost knocked my beer over on the computer equipment.
Did it say private?
No.
It didn't? We'll get him on the horn. Let's see if we can read his email.
No, we'll have to do that later then. Right now?
You got no internets?
I don't know.
Oh.
Should I try?
Yeah. Give Errol Wolf a call. See if we can talk about his email.
All right.
Is it groundbreaking? Is it earth-shattering?
It's earth-shattering.
Wow. Well, definitely try
not
to get
really
him on the horn.
Earth-shattering. I don't know if it's all that.
It's not all that.
I don't think so.
What's it about?
It's real long. It's about Pez.
Pez from the RBPC show.
Yeah. And
John, that's the first time I've said that.
Yeah.
On the first time. RBPC show. That would be the really bad podcast.
Yeah.
With Pez and friends.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not on.
Airwolf's not on?
He's not on,
bro. Well, I'll leave it up to you, John, if you want to talk about it, or if you just want to say, Airwolf sent us an email. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I guess it's about t-shirts.
It's about t-shirts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, some people sent money to the RBP show. Or I can't even say it. And they didn't get their shirts.
They didn't get their shirts.
No.
Oh, that would piss me off, John.
But I think Errol Wolf has hunted him down and trying to work something out. But he, you know, because we had been mentioning we're going to get t-shirts going. The problem with us is deciding or getting the design done. And, you know, my illustrator is on the laptop my wife always uses. So I don't have it down here on my main PC.
But we do have t-shirts now.
Yes.
But, John, let me digress. Just one last question. So the RBPC show will no longer be heard?
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Oh, let me see.
But we do have t-shirts now.
Yeah.
John put that together.
Yeah, they'll be available pretty soon from Cafe Press.
And also, we still want to go in and
I'd
order
like
a bulk.
I'd like to order some to see if... Well, the bulk ones... Now, what I replied back to Errol Wolf was that... You'll be able to purchase t-shirts from cafepress.com. The black ones are like $20 and everything else is... Everything is pretty much marked up $1. That's it. That's so we can hopefully pay off some of this this bandwidth and, you know, just try and break even or just take a percentage out of it, you know.
I disagree.
What?
I think we should lower it $1.
Lower it?
Yeah, I think we should lower it $2.
You can't.
So anytime somebody buys a shirt, we pay $1.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I think.
Oh, I think I've paid enough, okay? So
fuck
off.
We have no more bandwidth issues. We're up to 400 gig on each site, so we have 800 gig a month.
Great.
I haven't extrapolated using Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
But we probably got another good 3 years before we can exceed that.
Yeah, but it's a monthly bill you're paying, isn't it?
No, I pay it a lump sum at the end of the year.
Oh.
And it's not a big deal. Not a lot.
That's not a lot.
No.
Well, we can't really reduce it. But when we buy t-shirts for the rest of the stuff, it's going to be pretty expensive plus postage.
Right, and the thing about those t-shirts is we have to pick a slogan, John.
Right. And that's the difference. Voted. There is no slogan on the backs of the shirts.
And we had a t-shirt contest, and the fans voted, and there are top three slogans that you and I have to pick one of them and put that on this t-shirt that we're going to order in bulk, like 300 of them or whatever, and then have those available. So, well, like, the next time Lori comes out for a gig, we toss her a t-shirt.
This is why this doesn't get done, because I sent 50 fucking emails to Scott to give me an answer, and he wants to talk about it on the air.
Yeah. What's the
dickhead
question?
I just said, I marked him up a buck. No, I don't think we should do that. Well, here's the committee. Fuck it. I'm doing it my way. You don't
right.
like it? Suck off.
No, I love the job you've done, John.
Yeah, right. No, and here's why. The t-shirts should be, we have slogans, and, so basically what I emailed back to Arrowwolf was that the giveaways, we're gonna pay out of our own pocket to get those done.
Right.
Through customink.com, probably.
Custom Ink.
But the ones you can get from Cafe Press, they're just, you know, whatever. If you want to get one, just go ahead, go on there. We haven't put the link together on the website yet. But you can get a clock, a wall clock.
By the time this makes it to the airwaves, John, we will have that link on our homepage.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, it took a while to get the design together, which is really no design at all. It's just the kangaroo head.
Keep it simple, John.
Keeping it simple.
All great design is simple.
I wanted to make a bumper sticker with our faces on it, but you didn't like that.
That's all right. I don't care.
You don't like the face one.
That's fine.
I don't like the way
I didn't
head.
Want our face on a t-shirt. On a bumper sticker, that's fine. I don't care about that.
But, yeah. So I basically told them that the giveaways will be, they will have the slogans, and those will be for fans, contests, whatever. The nobodies, they have pens. We could get pens, too.
Pens.
Pens, yeah.
Well, the custom t-shirts will be limited edition, John.
Yeah.
And we will have those for prizes, because we will probably have contests at some point.
Well, you know,
we'll have those for personal giveaways.
I could scan our signatures in, and they could be on the t-shirt.
Just our first names, right?
Right. John and Scott. Yeah. But anyways, that's what that is. It's just getting the time together to do it all.
Right.
And then to go through the Scott approval process, which
is
real,
a lengthy process.
Yeah, it's very lengthy.
I'm putting the guidelines
fucking
together right now.
Laziest ass I've ever met in my life.
It'll be required reading, and I'll have you signed off and trained on that shortly.
I don't understand you, man. You run 500 miles a week. You jump on the treadmill. You play basketball. You do all this hard-ass stuff. But when it comes to, like, practicing your bass or doing this shit, I'll have that ready.
It's my internets. I don't have an internets connection. I need my internets.
You got internets at least once a week.
At least once a week, and I have to catch up on all the stuff for the show, so I don't have time for other stuff, I guess.
What's the priority?
The show is the priority.
Right, so you could catch up on that.
Okay.
Anyways, I sent you all these emails way back when you're still living at your old house.
Right.
I can prove it.
Proof.
I got the proof, pal.
It's in the pudding, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with the RBPCC show.
Well, they
I think they're out of Hawaii.
They haven't put anything out since March.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Out of Hawaii.
Yeah.
They're not out of Hawaii.
That's what it says right here.
No. They're out of California.
He lives in Hawaii.
Who lives in Hawaii?
Pez.
Doesn't.
Okay.
Okay.
Just telling you what it says. How do you know?
I don't.
What proof do you have?
Because I'm Pez.
Because Arrowwolf even has his full name.
That's the big secret. I'm Pez. I moonlight, and I do the RBPC show.
Oh, yeah, and all that free time you got. Right? Well, why don't you give some of that up and fucking concentrate on this show, dickhead?
Well, I will now, because I'm done with that RBPC show.
Yeah,
I can't even say it.
RPCBBP show.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's where we're at with that.
Nice.
We did get another stinger for our phone number.
Let's hear it. We got a stinger last week from Way of the Bob.
Way of the Bob.
And we played the Way of the Bob stinger game, and it took us 7 tries to figure out whose balls were calling.
Yeah, and who was it? Professor Tom posted something. He said, I don't know what the fuck he said. Something like, who was it again?
Tony Blair.
Right, Tony Blair. You smacked hards. Yeah, that's it. Tony Blair. That's what I meant to say.
Here oh, yeah. He was yelling Tony Blair into the PC.
Yeah, couldn't you hear him? Here, ready? Here ready. It is.
Bow down before me, minion. I am your god. Hello. Can you hear me now? Yes. Well, anyway, I just wanted to tell you about the Tilt to Talk Nonsense voicemail line. You can call it on 847-TTN-GIST. That's 847-886-4493.
Damn.
Wow. Way of the Bob showing his range there. From Tony Blair's balls to, one could say Satan. Couldn't they, John?
Yeah. Way of the Bob gods. Yeah, we got some other phone messages.
Okay.
You want to hear them?
Sure.
where the hell is it? I lost it.
While you're looking for it, what would our number be, John?
847-886-4493. 847-TTN-GIZD. GIZD. Check it out. We got another one from Jason. Phone message. Here it is.
Hey, bitch tits. Glad to hear you're okay. This is Jason. Hey, that police scanner thing I heard, I totally heard it wrong. The guy was bleeding from his ass, so I thought it was John, or Scott, rather. But I know he's okay. See you guys later. Call me. Suck it easy.
How does he know that I'm okay, that I'm not bleeding from my ass?
I don't know.
And what he's referring to is the last phone message you left, he was concerned about you, John, because he heard on the police scanner that some guy with man boobs was bleeding from the ass.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to make sure you're all right.
Yeah,
so
I'm
that
fine.
Was his follow-up call. Yeah.
We did get another one, too. We got one from Way of the Bob's mom.
Way of the Bob's mom.
Yeah.
She's a big fan, John.
Big fan, yeah. Here it is.
Hi. This is Way of the Bob's mom. Just thought I would catch up with you. Thanks for the message. That's it, really. Nice to hear your voices, as filthy as it is. But it's very soothing and relaxing. Bye.
As filthy as it is, man. What's she? Do we ever? Are we that filthy?
That's the greatest voicemail I've ever gotten, John.
Greatest voices mail?
Yeah, ever.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
All right.
I need a Kleenex.
Don, Hannah, Scott.
Holy shit, man! Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. I got another one.
You got one more?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm at the cover band.
You want to hear that one?
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, I'm at the cover band in Raymondville. We just saw a Cubs game, although they lost 6-5. I think Atlanta, Georgia won. So I just called to say hello to the TTN Rock, and now I'm going to pass the phone.
All right.
Atlanta, Georgia won.
Atlanta, Georgia won, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know they had a baseball team.
Did she say Cubs game or sucks game?
I don't know. It was hard to hear.
I don't know.
Dear diary.
Bad connection.
Apathetic. My life is spiraling downward. I couldn't get enough money to go to the Blood Red Romance and suffocate me.
I was telling you there was a bunch of stuff about the Emo Kid song. And apparently there's a bunch of videos that have been put together to this tune. I couldn't find the original artist. I didn't look good enough.
Like that guy from that band can do.
But, yeah, the forum was a buzz with the Emo Kid song, which is pretty goddamn funny.
It is.
Start shaving my legs because I feel real deep when I'm dressing. Actually, I did have another email, and I misplaced it.
Okay. Who is it from?
It was from Arrowwolf.
Two emails from Arrowwolf.
And it was about Emo Kid. No, actually, I think it was, I don't know. I get so mixed up with the fucking forum here and the forum there. And I think it was the, it was on the forum. You have to check it out.
Forum here and forum there? There's only one forum.
There's a forum on PCA. There's a forum.
Oh, right.
Our forum. There's the email. There's the comments. There's the MySpace. Well, you don't look at any of that shit, dude. What the hell do you know?
MySpace. Sure I do.
Yeah.
I look at MySpace.
Yeah, you look at your space between your face and the wall.
That's right. Yeah.
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 Oh. I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
Now, I wonder if he's still going to come here and stay at my house, because I don't think we're going to start building until next spring.
And you're referring to Pauly B?
Yeah.
The great Pauly B from Punky John, our favorite podcast.
So hopefully I don't think we will be under construction. So him and his wife could sleep in the big queen bed.
That's out of sight.
Downstairs. But
we have to come up with an agenda.
Yeah.
An itinerary, I believe they call it, John.
And Stefan C. is coming to the gig.
At Arlington.
At Arlington, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He said something like he has some sort of match to go to. I don't know what kind of match. Tennis match?
Polo?
Wrestling match?
Soccer?
Soccer match.
Lacrosse?
Football?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Isn't the World Cup going on?
Yeah,
are there
maybe,
any games
maybe.
In the States?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't follow that stuff, man.
Who does?
I did follow it, though, when we were in Amsterdam. Because everybody's so psyched about it, you know, so you just kind of get sucked in.
I thought that was rugby.
No, we were watching soccer in that one bar where he just was hit by a missile.
A missile?
The guy got a missile.
Hit him in the head.
Hit him in the head with a missile. We think we're not sure. And they thought they weren't sure if it was a cell phone. Somebody whipped at the goalie. Or like a SpongeBob toy. Plastic SpongeBob toy. And it cracked the guy, the goalie, right in the head.
Hmm.
He went down. Remember that?
I remember. I remember that.
We're sitting there in the bar.
I remember.
Amsterdam, all fucked up.
No doubt, and paranoid.
Paranoid?
Because everybody can tell.
We weren't
American.
At that one. No.
No.
They could care less.
They couldn't care less, John.
They couldn't, right.
If they could care less,
don't
that means
do that.
They care. I'm so fucking tired.
I'm exhausted.
Maybe we should
just
end
scrap
it right
this
here.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea. We want it. We need to get something out to remain consistent. But
right.
It's going to be below par, John.
That's all right. We'll just put number one in its place.
Below
we'll start
par.
Replaying.
The below par part one show.
All right, we'll be right back with part two.
Sweet.
All right. Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.